In today's Mishnah, we learn the second and third Mishnah from the second Perek of Masechta Midot. The Mishnah begins, Kol ha-nichnasim l'harabayit, anyone who would go onto the Temple Mount, nichnasim derech yamin, he would always proceed to the right, so go in an anti-clockwise direction, u'mekifim, and go around, v'yotzim derech small, and having proceeded that way, he would leave towards the left. Chutz mimi she'era davar, except for an individual who had something bad happen to them. The two examples we're going to bring in this Mishnah is an avil, someone who is a mourner, or someone who is a menuda, meaning he behaved in a way and the Chacham felt it was necessary to apply a form of excommunication to this individual. That such a person would shu mokif derech smol, he would actually go towards the left instead, so the opposite direction. And that would draw attention. So they would ask him, malach makif lasmol, why are you going towards the left? If he responds shini avel, if he says because I'm a mourner, then they'd say hashochen. But the response would be hashochen b'bayit hazeh. I mean Hashem, who rests in this house, yenachemcha, he should give you comfort. If he responds shini menudeh, that I've been a nidui has been applied to me by my friends, meaning the chachamim. The response would be hashochen b'bayit hazeh. I mean Hashem, who dwells in this place, yiten b'libam, should place in their hearts, meaning your friends' hearts, v'yikarvucha, and so that they will bring you close again. That's opinion divrei Rebbe Meir of Rebbe Meir. However, Rebbe Yossi says that language is not so good by responding that way. So Amar lo Rebbe Yossi says asitem, by responding that way, ki'ilu avru ala vedadin, it's almost as if you're placing blame on the friend, meaning it makes it appear as if they were unjust by excommunicating the individual, by saying Hashem should place in their hearts so they should bring you close. Ella, rather, hashochem b'bayit hazeh, should be instead that they would say to him that Hashem who dwells in this place, he who dwells in this palace, he tempi l'b'cha, should place in your heart, meaning that you do tshuva, you repent, and you listen to your friends, and they will bring you close as a result of you having done tshuva. Let's now learn Mishneh Gimel. Lifnim memena. So we've entered the Temple Mount. There's a massive space. We said 500 by 500 amot. As we proceed closer to the Azara, which was again walled off, and there's a Nashim, which is a very large area as well, immediately behind it, also surrounded by that wall. We say that there was actually, just prior to reaching that, there was what's called the soreg. Lifinimin is a soreg. Now, the soreg was a small wooden fence. The Mishnah says, govoa asra tfachim, that was 10 tfachim high. And we've actually mentioned it recently as well. And the Bartender explains it was the wood was sort of diagonally overlapped over one another. But the purpose of this fence was to, as a barrier, to say this is the point beyond which a nochri, a non-Jew, is not allowed to go. That was like a small partition. Again, it was only 10 tefachim high, very small fence. And Mishnah says, Ushloshesre paratzot hayusham, and there were 13 breaches in this soreg, in this small fence. Sheparatzum malchi yavam, that the Greeks, when they entered in time of Hanukkah story, when they came and they entered, took over the Beit HaMikdash, they put those breaches in those fences as a demonstration to say that no, Nochrim, non-Jews, can go past this fence, because obviously they felt that this was an affront towards them, and therefore they put breaches in them. However, after in the times of Hashmonim, where they overcame the Yavanim, Chazru Ugudarum, they repaired those breaches. The Gazru, and they made Exera Kenegdam Shlosha Sri Hishtachavayot, that as a sign of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they would bow whenever they approached these fences, where the breaches were, I should say. Now, there was an obligation every time when they come to Beit HaMikdash, they have to go to every single fence and bow. But as you went by any of these breaches in the soreg, that were repaired, one would bow. Mishnah says, Lifnim Hemeno, as you go further inside now, past the soreg, you have an area called the chel, an empty space that is 10 amot, 10 amot wide. And the Mishnah explains, Ushtem Esrei Ma'alot, and there were 12 steps that were there. So that would take you from the floor of the of Harabait up to the next level, which is going to be as we proceed towards the Azara. And Mishnah says that Rom Hama'ala Chatziyama V'Shicha Chatziyama, that each step was a half Amma high and a half Amma deep. Mishnah says that Kol Hama'alot Shayusham Rom Ma'ala Chatziyama V'Shicha Chatziyama. And in fact, that all the steps in Beit HaMikdash were made of these dimensions, one Amma high, half an Amma high, and a half Amma deep. the exception to that is Chutz Mishel Olam, meaning the steps that led from the floor of the temple courtyard, meaning the Azara, to the Ulam, the entrance hall before the Heichal, they were different. They actually were, as we'll learn soon enough, they were actually all different, different sizes, different dimensions. But we'll get reach that in the next perek. Kol ha-ptachim, all the gates, all the entrances, and so ptachim, esharim, entrances and gates, sheyosham, govhan esrim amah, they would all be 20 amot tall. Verochvan asar esrim amot, and 10 amot wide. Chutz mishel ulam, except for the opening to the entrance hall, the ulam, that led prior to, in front of the Heichal. That was different. That was 40 amot tall and 20 wide. So double width and double the height. Kol ha-ptachim sheyosham, all the entrances, in the Beit HaMikdash, hayu lahem dlatot, had doors. Chutz mishel ulam, except for the, and again, the opening to the ulam, because that one had a parochet of which we actually made reference back in Masechet Tamid. Kol ha-sha'arim sheyu sham hayu lahem shkofot, meaning all the gates had a horizontal lintel above the top of them. Chutz mishar tedi, except for shar tedi, which we mentioned in the first perek, which was in the north side of Har HaBayit, sheyu sham shtei avanim motot zu al gabei zu. They had, rather than a flat lintel, had two stones that leaned on one another, making a point at the top. Kol ha-sha'arim sheyu sham nishtanu liot shel zahav. That as Bnei Israel were able to afford it, they made all the gates of gold. Chutz mishar Nicanor, except for the famous Shar Nicanor, which we mentioned the miracles associated with it in the previous perek, Ibnei Shanasel Behemnes, and because of that, the miracles that were associated with it, they left it as it was. However, some say, V'yesh omrim Ibnei Nechushtan Matziv, that is because the reason why they left it in bronze instead of making it gold is because the bronze was of such a quality that it actually had a gold-like appearance. So therefore, it was unnecessary for them to replate it or change it to gold. Those are the Mishnah today.